Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Forex. So in today's episode, we talk about how interest rate decisions by central banks influence the Forex market. Understanding these fundamentals can really be a game changer and can vastly improve your trading. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, reach out to us at podcast@fxscouts.com or contact us on any of our social media channels.
Hey, Alison.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. I moved into my new house.
Wonderful.
It is.
And are you have hot water, internet?
I have hot water.
But no furniture.
I have internet, but no furniture. I'm surrounded by boxes still, but we've got a whole raft of deliveries coming over the next couple of weeks. So soon we will have furniture.
Wow.
But the sun is shining, and I spent the whole weekend out clearing out the garden. So I'm very content with the world. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good as well. I must say, weather's still glorious here. I can't complain.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I had a great weekend on the beach again. It's been a bit windy, but the weather's been pleasant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, so this week we're talking about interest rates and more broadly, fundamental analysis. It's something that came up in our interview with Caroline Rundell last week, aka Trading Angel. She mentioned in her interview that she was a great technical trader, but that she only really became a consistently profitable trader once she understood fundamental analysis.
Yeah, I found that very interesting because a lot of people sort of don't have that view. But I think it's really important because a lot of traders feel the same way. You know, it's quite easy to learn technical analysis. But fundamental analysis is always wrapped up in a kind of mystique when it really shouldn't be. And Caroline, I think, is right on the money when she says that understanding fundamental analysis is essential for traders. I remember she was saying that she used to avoid trading on news days or she would actually lose on big news days.
Yeah, and big losses.
Yeah, and now her biggest profits are on news days. So it just shows that, you know, understanding the fundamentals can be absolutely key.
Yeah, it is. And we've got a lot of news days this week because it's a really big week for interest rate decisions from several of the most important central banks around the world. So last night, overnight, we had the Reserve Bank of Australia and the Bank of Japan. And then tomorrow, we've got the big one, which is the US Federal Reserve. And then on Thursday, we've got the Bank of England. So this could potentially be a really important week for Forex traders.
Yeah, exactly. And we wrote an article a few days ago about how low Forex trading volumes have, you know, how it's really affected the Forex market. And they've been the lowest since 2021. And how little volatility there is in the major pairs. And it's basically because very little has changed in terms of interest rate expectations since the beginning of the year. And so it's been pretty boring on the Forex markets. So traders just aren't putting their money into the markets. So with all the interest rate moves, maybe we could finally see some life come back to the market. I don't know what your thoughts are, Chris.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, we can hope, but let's not count our chickens before they hatch. But first, let's have a quick primer on how interest rates affect Forex prices. We went over this last year on an episode in Fundamental Analysis, but it's worth repeating, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So interest rates are basically how much it's going to cost to borrow money. So if we say that the Fed is going to make an interest rate decision, what they are doing is setting a target for interest rates. And this target is the rate at which U.S. commercial banks borrow and lend money to each other overnight, which is also called the federal funds rate. Now, this obviously happens in USD only because the Fed Reserve only controls the monetary policy in the United States.
Yeah, exactly. So it's only going to happen in dollars. So when the Federal Reserve lowers this interest rate target, it becomes cheaper to borrow money in the United States and borrow money in US dollars. And this is true between the big commercial banks, but it's also true for all borrowing. So when interest rates fall, when that interest rate target is lowered, your mortgage is going to cost less, your credit card bill is going to be less, any kind, personal loans, whatever it is, all kind of borrowing, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah. And then when interest rates go up, then the opposite is true. So it becomes more expensive to borrow money. But in the same vein, when it becomes expensive to borrow money, it also becomes more profitable to lend money.
Exactly. And this here is the important thing. So now every country in the world, barring the Eurozone, which has its own pan-European central bank for the euro. So every country in the world has its own central bank. And all these central banks are setting their own interest rates independently of each other. So now imagine I'm a massive bank. I'm a massive commercial bank with loads of cash, right? And I want to lend it to people. And I've got a big operation in Europe and I've got a big operation in the United States.
Yeah, so if the European Central Bank has just lowered interest rates to 4% and the US Fed has raised interest rates to 6%, and as you said, Chris, you've got billions of euros in your European operation that you really want to get over to the US as soon as possible. And this is because you're going to make a bigger profit by lending money with high interest rates in the United States than you would if the money stayed in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. And the easiest way to do this is in the Forex market. So I need to buy US dollars with my euros. But I'm not the only one with this idea. There's a lot of other big banks with operations in both Europe and the United States. And they're going to want to do the same thing. And so you all of a sudden see this sudden demand for the US dollar versus the euro. And as a result, the price of the US dollar will spike. And on the charts, you're going to see the euro USD fall in price as the US dollar gains against the euro.
So, I mean, it's pretty simple. There are some other complexities that sort of add to this picture. But in a nutshell, that's how interest rates affect the Forex market. There are a lot of things going on with central banks raising and lowering interest rates all over the world. And as I said, things can get complex and there are a lot of other factors that you have to take into account. But these are the main sort of drivers of the rise and fall of these currency pairs for the most part.
Yeah, that's how interest rates affect it. Yeah, and as you said, you know, things can get really complex. And because of all these different central banks doing things at the same time, and they're going to get complex this week, which we're going to come to next. But first, we're going to take a quick break.
Thanks for tuning into this week's show and a warm welcome to our new listeners. I'm Alison.
And I'm Chris. And we both work for FX Scouts, which is a global Forex education site and broker marketplace.
So our mission is to decrease the number of people who get scammed or lose money in Forex trading by providing Forex education, highlighting serious brokers, and then assisting Forex traders in finding the best regulated broker for their needs.
Yeah, and we have sites all over the world. So just do a search for FX Scouts in your region. Or failing that, you can just head over to our main site, which is fxscouts.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, where Alison regularly updates with educational videos. So yeah, give us a visit wherever you can. And now let's get back to this week's show.
So back to this week. So last night we had a big move by the Bank of Japan, which raised interest rates for the first time in 8 years. And they finally came out of negative territory. Mm-hmm. And we also saw the Reserve Bank of Australia keep rates on hold overnight too. So these were, well, the Bank of Japan was a very big development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. There was a bit on the knife edge. Markets were unsure what was going to happen. But the Reserve Bank of Australia, everybody is pretty sure they're going to keep things on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the big decision this week will be from the US Federal Reserve on Wednesday, the 20th of March. That's tomorrow. We're recording this on Tuesday, the 19th. The Federal Reserve has already made it very clear that it will not lower interest rates because it is concerned that this will increase inflation and inflationary pressure. What is interesting about tomorrow's meeting will be the Federal Reserve's future plans. They usually publish something called the dot plot, which shows how quickly they expect to raise or lower interest rates over the coming year.
And in this case, traders are going to be looking to see if the Fed is still committed to lowering the interest rates 3 times this year, which would be a total of 0.75% or 75 basis points, or if it will scale that back or increase it So there's quite a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, there is. This is the only real uncertainty here is about that dot plot. And there's some interesting analysis I saw from the team over at the Dutch investment bank, ING. And they said the short-term reaction in the dollar should be primarily driven by projections on rates and other macro indicators. We expect an unchanged dot plot, but admit that a hawkish revision looks more likely than a dovish one. And this means that they, much like the market, expect the Fed to stick to their guns and keep to the 3 interest rate reductions this year. But, and this is a very big but here, if the Fed does change their mind, it will probably be hawkish, which means that they will reduce the number of planned interest rate reductions this year.
Yeah, and if this does happen, then we can probably expect to see big gains for the dollar against all other major currencies.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of turmoil across all major markets. And if we look at stock markets and gold, they'll probably fall in this scenario.
Yeah, that's likely, yeah. And then, so we have this interest rate announcement. And then following it, we're going to have the chairman of the Federal Reserve, this guy called Jay Powell. He's going to meet the press and he'll take questions. And if anything, this is going to be even more important than the interest rate announcement. Because if the dot plot remains unchanged, if it stays at 3, reductions for the year, traders are going to be really studying this press conference for clues about which way the Federal Reserve is thinking of going.
Yeah, and if we look at ING again, they said, we doubt the meeting will prompt tectonic shifts in forex positioning. Potential dot plots adjustments point to some upside risks for the USD, but cautious optimism on disinflation points to a softer USD. So if we see an unchanged dot plot, but then Jay Powell comes across as dovish, which means that the Fed might lower rates quicker than expected in his press meeting, then we could see the dollar lose ground against the other major currencies.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a few things that could change currency prices here. But overall, I think the last paragraph of ING's analysis sums it up nicely, which says, ultimately, the Fed may not provide enough reasons for investors to diverge materially from the 75 basis points of easing priced in by year end. And the predominance of a data-dependent view may simply delay any larger dollar and broader forex moves to the first half of April when US figures for March are released.
So basically, be fully prepared for little movement in the major pairs following this announcement.
Yep.
So that'll mean that any
back to boring.
Yeah, back to boring. Any serious volume or volatility could be pushed back further into April. So probably very little movement in the forex markets for at least the next month, I would say.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably right. But then, yeah, finally, we've got the Bank of England rate decision, which is coming on Thursday. The market expects the UK to keep interest rates at 5.25% for a 5th consecutive meeting. But if there are signs of inflation falling faster than expected, we might expect the Bank of England to start cutting rates sooner rather than later. So if you are trading the GBP USD, the pound to the US dollar, you'll want to keep an eye on the UK inflation figures, which come out tomorrow, and that's Wednesday the 20th.
Yeah, so I think that about wraps it up. Next week, we are going to be talking about the different trading sessions, i.e. the Tokyo, London, and New York sessions, the 3 majors. Mm-hmm. And which ones you should trade. So how you can choose which trading session suits your trading style and, of course, your geography.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be really good. I think there's a lot of nuances in that discussion that people don't necessarily understand at first.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Alison. I look forward to that. We'll speak to you next week.
Me too. Thanks, Chris. Cheers.
Cheers.